It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Good morning. It is the Grillin' Guys. Each and every Saturday on 107.3 WBBL-FM, we have got a busy show for you today. We are down at the Ultimate Sports Show in downtown Grand Rapids at the DeVos Place. If you're a man and you like big boy toys, you need to get down here and check this out. Man, we have a full slate of Grillin' Guys, all guy mania going on today. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop, and good morning, Grilling World. Thanks for listening to the Grilling Guys, the craziest smoked-up show on radio on the Cumulus Broadcast Network. We are live down at the DeVos, and this place is just a sea of man toys. I love these kind of gigs, don't you?
Yeah, speaking of sea, they got this thing down here called Lake Ultimate just over our shoulder here. There's actually full-size fishing boats on this tank that they've made. It's full of trout. There's going to be all kinds of seminars. The dogs that jump off the dock for distance are going to be doing that today. The ultimate dogs or something.
Rumor has it you're going to do a little skiing on that thing. Is that
no,
right?
No, it's just all backstroke, baby. It's just all backstroke. But they are doing a lot of seminars. And one of the seminars that's going to be going on today is a fly casting seminar. And we are fortunate enough to have a Michigan legend sitting right here with us, Mr. Glenn Blackwood from Great Lakes Fly Fishing. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, thanks for joining us. Love fly fishing. I've always wanted to do it. I have a reel. I've never done it yet.
Well, that's one of the great things about the Ultimate Fishing Show here this weekend is all the seminars. And today from 5 to 6, I'm going to be doing a program on Lake Ultimate. It's a hand-on program on how to make friends with a fly rod. But there's also free fly casting demonstration going on in the fly fishing area here throughout the day, fly tying, as well as, like you said, the ultimate air dogs, the bass seminars, the walleye seminars. I know it's a great day weather-wise out there, and everybody wants to be on their decks firing up the grills, but today's the day to come down to the sports show.
Figure out how to fill up your grill.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. We've got a great show ahead of us. We've actually got, this is one that's the most intriguing guest I think we've had so far, just by virtue of what she does. We have a professional morel mushroom guide coming on the show a little bit later. You're going to want to listen to her. Got a gentleman that keeps bees here, but he has 24 different flavors of honey that he has, and he's infusing those with oils. Really looking forward to tasting a few of those and seeing if we how we might integrate those into a barbecue, because anytime you put honey on top of any of the meat that you're barbecuing, creates a really nice glaze. I know, Bob, when you do ribs, that's one of your secret touches, so to speak.
Oh, thanks usually, for telling everybody.
Yeah, you usually finish them off with a little bit of honey, but I'm looking forward to this guy. Again, another Michigan business, but Glenn, so tell us a little bit about, you know, you used to have a TV show that And you're quite the accomplished outdoorsman. Tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Well, I own a company in Rockford, a Rockford-based Michigan company here called the Great Lakes Fly Fishing Company. We've been in business going on 20 years, so we're a full-service fly shop. Have a large selection of new and used sporting books, do a lot of fly fishing demonstrations, seminars, private lessons, do a lot of teaching on the Rogue River. It's a real educational-based business. Kind of our belief is similar to what you guys are. It's through education and getting people out and trying it is that all of our businesses are going to grow. And that's one of the reasons that we're down here doing the free fly casting lessons and demonstrations today. Just try and get people outside and enjoy, you know, what we have here. The Grand River running right through Grand Rapids, world-class fishery, has a large population or a run of steelhead going through it as we speak, as well as rivers like the Rogue. It is an urban fishery, but you can catch trout, salmon, steelhead, as well as you go a little further into Newaygo County, looking at the Muskegon and the White. Some great opportunities for the fly fishing angler here in West Michigan.
What kind of success have you had fly fishing for walleye?
Fly fishing for walleye. Certainly have had some success this time of the year, and the season closed yesterday from a possession aspect. But this time of the year, when they're moving into the rivers to spawn, they readily will eat egg flies, yarn flies, streamers, and those sorts of things. If you're looking at more of a northern Michigan Canada-style Canadian fishing trip. What we try and do is we fish black flies like a little leech. Everybody knows that jigs and leeches are real well. And use a sinking fly line to get the flies down to the water depth, the target zone that you're looking for. But position, because we can't pitch up and jig straight up and down in a vertical fashion, position our boat or our cast right off that drop-off so we kind of cast over it and bring it in at an angle or paralleling that drop-off. And certainly have had a shore lunch or two over the open fire catching walleyes on flies.
If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Grilling Guys. It's Saturday morning. It's going to be a fabulous day. We're down at the Ultimate Sports Show in downtown Grand Rapids. If you haven't heard about this thing, you got to get down here. It opens up at 10 o'clock today from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's only $10. If you're an outdoorsman and you enjoy any sort of fishing or outdoor activity, this place is loaded with things you need to know about.
We're sitting here staring at a row of Lund boats, the greatest fishing boat ever made, in my opinion. I've always liked Lund, and if there's a Lund dealer out there and you want somebody to demo one for you, just call us. I'll give you my phone number. It's
so
on the
Glenn,
website.
Yeah, there is. It's amazing stuff down here. And Glenn, you do a lot of fishing all over the world. You said that Michigan has a world-class fishery. I've heard that before, but in your opinion, as you travel all over, we really do, don't we, have just some of the best fishing around?
Well, we certainly do. In a lot of guides and outfitters here that highlight the Michigan fishery are here exhibiting at the show. But when you look at our diversity, you know, not only do we have trout, which I'm very passionate about, and salmon and steelhead from the Great Lakes, but we have smallmouth, largemouth, pike, crappies, the carp fishing on, you know, Lake Michigan up out of Traverse City in the bays is as close as you can get to going to the Bahamas and catching bonefish. So not only is it diverse, but it's a very, very high quality fishery. I mean, you know, to say you're in an urban setting like Grand Rapids and you're within 30 minutes of being able to catch a steelhead, a lot of places, you know, on the West Coast, you can't do that.
Well, Glenn, so, how can people get a hold of you if they want to take one of your courses?
Give us a call either at 866-6060 or on the web at www.troutmoor, T-R-O-U-T-M-O-O-R. Like the Moors of Scotland.net.
That sounds awesome. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Going to have to take you up on that one of these days.
Well, everybody come out and enjoy the Ultimate Show.
Wonderful. Thanks so much. Hey, Jop, you know, we've got a cool event coming up April 14th. It's at Dark Horse. And that is going to be a great day. April 14th, they're having two different barbecue competitions. They have the pro division and the amateur division. The pro division is a $150 entry. And the purse, check this out. First place, $1,500.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fantastic. You know, Dark Horse Brewery, they're one of our friends. We're going to be doing a remote down there on the 14th down in Marshall. We're going to be venturing, the Grilling Guys are going to be venturing a little bit south and check that out. But we got introduced to these guys at the beer festival up here at the Fifth Third Ballpark. And I tell you what, they had the longest line of any brewer that was there. They have just an incredible following. If you've not tried these Dark Horse microbrews, you got to give it a shot. Well,
you know,
it's awesome.
Marshall is, it's got a rich history of magic, and the Dark Horse, you know, there's a legend of the Dark Horse, but that town is kind of a magical kind of town. They're steeped in that tradition. They also have an amateur division. It's only $40, and they've got some nice purses for the amateur division too. They're going to win all sorts of prizes and gifts. Donations are going on to the MACS, and it's going to be a great event. We're going to do our show from there, and then we're going to hang out for the day and just enjoy some of those great beers and meet all the folks of that area. But you're right. They have a huge following, and I'm going to say it's almost a cultish following. I mean, the Dark Horse fans are hardcore. They brew some unique beers and some good guys. So if you've never been there, it's not a fancy place. People describe it as a double wide, but you get inside, and it's awesome.
Yeah, it is. I'm really looking forward to that. Hey, coming up next, we've got our friend Teresa Maybrier from Team Morel. She is a mushroom guide, first and only one I've ever heard of. We're going to be coming right back with her. Stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
Bad company, and I can deny. I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.